This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A spokesperson for Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny said Monday his hearing was underway in the town of Khimki near Moscow after Navalny's detention at a Moscow airport late Sunday. This occurred after he returned from 5 months treatment in Germany for poisoning with a Soviet-era military-grade nerve agent. The spokeswoman said Navalny has called his hearing, quote, the highest degree of lawlessness. Germany's foreign minister Heiko Maas said on Monday that the Kremlin critic should be released immediately. France, Italy, the president of the European Council, Charles Michel, and the president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, also issued demands for Navalny's release. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo registered his disapproval of Navalny's treatment by tweeting, quote, deeply troubled by Russia's decision to arrest Alexei Navalny. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Monday dismissed what he called the quote, artificial resonance of Navalny's case and said Moscow was not concerned about damage to its image. Navalny was detained upon his arrival in Moscow Sunday evening. His lawyer, who was traveling with him, was not allowed to accompany him when he was detained by security officials at passport control. Moscow's prison service later said Navalny had been detained for alleged violations of his suspended prison sentence and would be held in custody until his hearing. Navalny went to Germany for treatment after he was poisoned with a nerve agent while traveling in Siberia in August. He's openly accused President Vladimir Putin of ordering Russia's security services to carry out the attack. The Kremlin says it is not responsible for that attack. The government has also opened three other criminal investigations against Navalny. He faces a minimum of 3.5 years in prison. This is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization said Monday that the world is on the brink of what he called a catastrophic moral failure, distributing vaccines against the COVID-19 and coronavirus. Speaking at the opening of the WHO's annual executive board meeting, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus urged nations and manufacturers to share COVID-19 doses more fairly around the world. He said, quote, not only does this me-first approach leave the world's poorest and most vulnerable at risk, it is also self-defeating. He continued, ultimately, these actions will only prolong the pandemic. Media reports say U.S. President-elect Joe Biden plans to cancel the permit for the $9 billion Keystone XL pipeline project as one of his first acts in office. President Donald Trump had made building the pipeline a central promise of his presidential campaign. Biden was vice president in the Obama administration when it rejected the project as contrary to its efforts to combat climate change. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation reported that the words rescind Keystone XL pipeline permit appear on a list of executive actions likely scheduled for the first day of Biden's presidency. He's inaugurated on Wednesday. The project, which would move oil from the Canadian province of Alberta to the U.S. state of Nebraska, had been slowed by legal issues in the United States and opposition from environmentalists. Construction on the pipeline is well underway in Canada, with the international border crossing complete. Former Democratic President Barack Obama axed the project in 2015. He said Canada would reap most of the economic benefits, while the project would add to greenhouse gas emissions. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said Monday that U.S. President-elect Joe Biden should hold talks with North Korea to build on progress that President Donald Trump had made with leader Kim Jong-un. Biden takes office Wednesday amid a prolonged stalemate in negotiations aimed at dismantling North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. In exchange for U.S. sanctions relief, Moon said he hopes to promote North Korea as Biden's foreign policy priority so that the new U.S. president will follow through on an agreement reached by Trump and Kim at their first summit in Singapore. The two leaders vowed in a joint statement to establish new relations and work toward complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. After that statement, however, working-level talks between the U.S. and North Korea fell apart. Last week, Kim vowed to beef up Pyongyang's nuclear capabilities. Moon said that pledge makes clear the need to reopen negotiations for a peace deal. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.